In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us again for the Word for Life radio ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, and it's a joy to have you just sit with us for a few moments, or maybe you're in the car, maybe you're even at work, and God has allowed us to spend a few moments together. Last time we were together, we were talking about a phrase in 1 Kings chapter 12, where God said to King Rehoboam, whose kingdom had just been divided, he'd lost 9.5 of the 12 tribes to another man, and then God came along and said, "Don't go to war, because this thing is from me." And so many times, my friends, God allows things to take place that we do not understand, but we can trust that they are from God. Philippians 4:19 tells us that when we're having money difficulties, it can be from God. Now, yes, we know that God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. But here's the point. God can direct through a lack of funds as well as through supply. And so if God is not supplying funds right now, God may be closing a door to keep you from major heartache and pain and basic mistakes. This thing is from me. How about difficult circumstances, just in general? God often is trying to say to us, "Christian friend, child of mine, this thing is from me." Even when people don't understand you, or maybe your superiors never consult your ideas and you just kind of feel left in the background and you feel like, but Lord, I don't understand. Well, let me ask you a question. Haven't you asked God to make you humble? Humble. See, this thing is from me. And God many times wants to humble us so that he can then lift us up. And so there are times that we have to go through difficult circumstances because this thing is from me. You may be passing through the veil of sorrow. Again, the Bible says, this thing is from me. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, listen to verses 16 and 17. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us, and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, establish you in every good word and work. So while you're going through very, very difficult times, he becomes your everlasting consolation and good hope through his grace. And he said, it's designed to comfort your heart. Why? Because he wants to establish you in every good word and work. And so consequently, we may begin to understand that whatever God is allowing, he is controlling. See, God is saying, I have let earthly comforters fail you, so that by turning to me, you'll find eternal comfort. And how true that is. When my wife and I were first married, we discovered just a month after we were married that we were expecting a baby. Surprise, surprise. We'd had two doctors tell us before we got married that Ruth could never have children. Fooled them. And so, 10 months later, beautiful little girl by the name of Kimberly came to be part of our family. But the morning after she was born, I got a phone call saying that they'd walked into the nursery and she was not breathing. She was blue. No oxygen. Didn't know how long. And finally, taking her to Children's Hospital in Chattanooga, Tennessee, the report was, if she lives, she'll be a vegetable. 2.5 days later, she went to be with the Lord. How do you understand that? How do you accept that? Well, God says, this thing is from me. God allows it. In fact, we gathered our friends together in our little living room just a few minutes before the funeral service, And I said, let's just gather around and hold hands and let me pray. The funeral director was part of that circle. We prayed. We committed everything to God. And then we went to the funeral service. God was gracious. God gave us comfort and peace. A couple of weeks later, in fact, probably a month later, we were walking to our home, and the funeral director drove past our house, saw us, and pulled off to the side of the road, and he said, I've got to tell you, I've been in the funeral business many years, but I've never experienced what I experienced in your living room. I've never seen anybody have such peace. And he said, after the service was over, I decided, I've got to find some answers. He said, I took a sabbatical. I drove to Florida. And he said, I began to search for who you had, and I found Christ. I trusted Christ as my personal Savior. What a thrill. You see, this thing is from me. And when you allow God to be in control instead of demanding that you be in control, then when you're passing through the veil of sorrow, God can bring forth blessings. Since that time, Ruth and I have been able to counsel and comfort and be an encouragement to so many couples who have lost their little babies because we've been there. See, so many times our plans get upset. Our plans. But God says, this thing is from me. See, God's first plan is for your salvation. That's what he wants to do first. He wants to save you. Now, has that happened yet? Or have you allowed the circumstances of your hardships to cause your heart to become hardened? Oh, my precious friend, turn to God. Turn to God and simply say to him, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you as my Savior, and I'm going to trust you as the one to be in charge of my life. See, so many times we as believers make our plans and then ask God to bless them. But God says, let me plan for you, and I'll take responsibility for everything that's going on. Now, that's difficult. Let me plan for you. It's kind of like Exodus 18:18, where God was talking to Moses, and he had 3 million people that were following him, and every day they were coming to him with their problems. Can you imagine 3 million counselees? And so Moses' father-in-law comes to him, and he says in verse 17, the thing that thou doest is not good. Thou wilt surely wear away both thou and this people that is with thee, for this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Good counsel. Good counsel. And see, so many times we fail to understand we're only the instrument. We're not the agent. God will use us, but God often will use others to give good counsel, to give good insight, and help us to understand that even when our plans are upset, God is saying, this thing is from me. It could be that you've been longing to do something great and you failed. It could be that this thing is from God. And instead of something great, you've been laid aside on a bed of pain or replaced by another. Remember, this thing is from me. There's an interesting verse in Jeremiah 45. Where God is speaking through Jeremiah the prophet to his secretary. His name is Baruch. And Baruch has just written down God's message to the nation of Israel. And it's a message of destruction. It's basically saying, I'm not going to show you mercy anymore. I'm going to lead you into captivity. And Baruch was very unhappy about it. And so he says to Jeremiah, tell Baruch, the Lord saith thus, behold, that which I have built will I break down. That which I have planted I will pluck up, even this whole land. And then he says to Baruch, and seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not. Wow. Seekest thou great things for thyself, Baruch? Stop looking for things that will make you look good. You know, and so many times, our desire to be popular, to be well accepted, becomes a snare. He says, this thing may be for me, to humble you, to let you see that I couldn't get your attention in your busy days, and so I'm having to bring forth difficult days to get your attention. It could be that you've been suddenly called to occupy a very difficult place again. This thing is from me. See, Deuteronomy 15 and verse 10, the Bible tells us that your responsibility is to do your best. God's responsibility is the results. The verse says, "This thing the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thy works and in all that thou puttest thy hand unto." God says, I'm the one that brings about the results. Yes, you're in a difficult place, but your responsibility is just doing your best. Doing your best. You remember Joseph? He had to learn that. Genesis 50 and verse 20, he says to his half-brothers, "You thought evil against me, but God meant it for good." See, centuries later, God said, "For I know the thoughts that I think for you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Now consider how difficult Israel's history would have been without Joseph's troubles. See, his brothers hated him because of jealousy. They could have understood it easier if the beloved son had been Benjamin, because he was born when Rachel died, but they couldn't understand why Joseph was such a special son. And so consequently, just begin to stop and consider all the what-ifs in Joseph's life, all of the things that God did and allowed to finally bring about the nation of Israel being in the land of Egypt where God could preserve them and bless them. See, if Jacob hadn't singled Joseph out for special favor, if Joseph hadn't told his brothers the contents of the dreams about lordship over them, if Jacob hadn't sent Joseph out to report on his brothers as they tended sheep, if Joseph hadn't met a man at Shechem who directed him to Dothan where the brothers were, if the Ishmaelites hadn't come along, Reuben would have freed Joseph from the pit. If Joseph hadn't been so blessed by God in Potiphar's house that Satan wouldn't have attacked him with temptation, if Potiphar had believed his wife's story about Joseph, he would have killed him. If Joseph had been put in any other prison, he would have never met the king's butler and interpreted his dream. If the butler had immediately told the Pharaoh about Joseph, he might have sent him better food or maybe released him, but he would never have made him vice president of the country to influence all of history and save his people. You see, we've come full circle. This thing is from me. I know the plans that I have for you. See, it's not the event that causes us to get discouraged that moves God, but it's my attitude of faith that moves me. My attitude of faith. And when I finally reach the point that I am able to say, Lord, I am going to take this event. I'm going to take this series of events. I'm going to take this difficult time that you've caused me and called me to pass through to be from you. And when I change my attitude of doubt and fear and worry to an attitude of faith, then I'm able to say, this thing is from God. And when I'm able to say that, God is able to work all things according to his will, and Romans 8:28 becomes a reality. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.